Close your eyes. Focus your attention on the breath. Know when it's coming in, know when it's going out. When we say focus, it's not so much you're looking at the breath with your eyes, you're feeling the breath with your body. Think of the breath as an energy that flows throughout the whole body, down the nerves, out to the tips of the toes, out to the tips of the fingers. Think of it flowing smoothly. Give the mind a good place to stay. This is called the Vihara Dhamma, a home for the mind. It's also food for the mind, shelter for the mind, medicine for the mind. Because the mind needs care. We have shelter for the body, food for the body, medicine for the body. The mind often gets neglected because we use it for other things. We have to see this as a tool that we want to take good care of. It's like having a knife that you want to keep sharp. If you just keep chopping, chopping, chopping away at things, after a while the knife gets dull. So you have to stop, sharpen the knife, put it away for a while. That way, as you keep it sharp, then when you really need it, then you bring it out and it can cut right through things. We use our minds so much for things that have no value at all. It just keeps running, running, running. It's like having a car, leaving it out in the garage and then keeping the motor on in case you just want to jump into the car at any time. It's going to get worn out. You run out of gas. The motor gets worn down. You've got to stop it. Let it rest. So give the mind a chance to rest. Stay with one thing, like the breath. And get to know that one thing well. So it is a good place to stay. When you have a good place to stay like this, and the mind is in a good state, you've got your virtue complete. The Buddha says there are three kinds of activity that lead to goodness. One is generosity, the other is virtue, holding to the precepts, and the third is training the mind. We've got all three of those, you know. We've given gifts. Sitting here, we're not breaking any of the precepts. The important thing, though, is developing good qualities in the mind. And after all, we do have to use it to make sure that it has the good qualities we need to use it well. Mindfulness, the ability to keep things in mind. And when you're focused on a task, remember what you want to do and how it should be done. And there's alertness, watching yourself as you're doing it to make sure you're doing it right. And three, ardency. If you find that you're not doing it right, you change things until you get it right. And then you maintain it. These are qualities you need for any task, so it's good to develop them. So whatever the task you have, the mind is prepared, it's sharpened, it's strengthened, all the qualities it needs. Then you can trust your mind more. As the Buddha said, you have to make yourself your own refuge. We talk about taking refuge in the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. What that means is we look to them for examples. What are the good qualities we need to develop? What will be for our long-term welfare and happiness? We try to develop those qualities, like mindfulness, alertness, ardency, goodwill for ourselves, goodwill for others. That way we can depend on our own minds. So try to build the qualities inside that you're going to need. Take time every day. Brush our teeth every day. We wash our face every day. We should look after the mind every day as well, because it's even more important. That way your goodness is complete when you make merit for someone else. You can dedicate your goodness, and it's going to be a complete gift. Nothing will be missing. Otherwise, it's like having a new electronic device, but no batteries. It's an incomplete gift. The complete gift is ready to use. We take our goodness, dedicate it to them. They approve of our goodness. That becomes their merit. And everybody benefits all around.